Okay, so we often hear about the AI black box problem.
Yeah, definitely.
Where these incredibly complex systems make huge decisions, medical stuff, financial stuff, and we just don't know why. It creates this massive accountability vacuum.
Exactly. And that's a terrifying prospect when the stakes are really high, which is why today we're digging into something called ternary moral logic, or TML.
TML. Right. It sounds like a pretty radical approach to forcing accountability, almost building it into the AI's DNA.
That's the idea. And interestingly, the inspiration is very human.
Oh, tell me about that.
Well, the creator, Lev Gulkassian, he was dealing with a serious illness, and he noticed how doctors would pause, you know, that sort of sacred silence before a critical decision, that deliberate hesitation. He saw it as the core of ethical thinking.
And he thought, how do we get a machine to do that? Because normally computers are all about speed, zero hesitation, just yes, no, one, zero.
Precisely. Standard binary logic, TML throws that out, or rather expands on it, and introduces a third state, a triadic system.
Okay, so what are the three states?
You've got plus one, which is basically, go ahead, moral affirmation.
Makes sense.
Then micus one, stop, moral resistance, refuse the action.
Standard stuff so far. So the magic is in the third one.
Exactly. The revolutionary bit is zero, the sacred zero. This isn't an error state. It's a programmed, mandatory hesitation.
So when the AI hits, like, moral uncertainty.
Yeah, ambiguity. It's forced to pause. It essentially says, hold on, I need to consider the ethics here.
But isn't that pause? I mean, isn't latency usually seen as a bug, a performance hit?
Normally, yes. Yeah. But here, it's reframed as a core feature, and it's not a passive wait time.
Okay, so what happens during this pause?
It activates what they call the hesitation reactor. The AI actively starts documenting its internal conflict.
Documenting, like journaling.
Sort of. It records the risks, the alternatives it weighed, the ethical principles it considered. This generates a justification object.
Okay.
And that gets compiled into the moral trace log. Think of it like the machine's honest diary of why it was hesitating.
An honest diary. I like that. But okay, you have this diary, this log. How do you make sure someone powerful, a company, a government, doesn't just, you know, delete the awkward entries later?
Ah, great question. And that leads straight to pillar 8 of the TML framework, public blockchains.
Right. Blockchain. Why not just a secure database? Seems simpler.
Because a centralized database, no matter how secure, always has a single point of control, right?
True. Whoever owns the database can potentially tamper with it.
Exactly. That's the fatal flaw for true accountability. If you want evidence that outlives corporate lies and state secrets, as they put it, you need decentralization. You need something censorship resistant.
So the blockchain acts as this immutable witness, cryptographically sealed.
That's the goal. They actually use the kind of sophisticated multi-chain approach Bitcoin for deep permanence. Others like Ethereum or Layer 2s for more functional stuff. But the core principle is immutability.
Okay, but hang on. Immutability. That immediately brings up the whole GDPR right to be forgotten issue. The immutability dilemma. How can you have a permanent record and the right to erasure? Seems like a direct conflict.
It definitely is, and TML has a specific architectural solution for it. It's actually quite clever. They separate the proof from the data.
Okay, how does that work?
The full moral trace log, the diary with potentially sensitive details that stays off-chain. It's stored privately where it can be managed, anonymized, or deleted according to regulations like GDPR.
Ah, so the sensitive stuff isn't actually on the public blockchain.
Correct. What does go on the public blockchain is just a cryptographic hash of that log.
A hash. Like a digital fingerprint.
Exactly. It's a unique, anonymous string of characters. It doesn't reveal the log's contents, but it proves that a specific log existed at a specific time and hasn't been altered since.
So you get the tamper-proof evidence trail without putting private data onto an unerasable public ledger.
Precisely. It preserves accountability while respecting privacy. It's a neat fix, really.
What strikes me here is this fundamental shift. Doubt, hesitation, latency, things we usually try to engineer out of systems. TML makes them the absolute cornerstone of ethical operation.
It's a complete inversion, isn't it? And the key takeaway for you listening is probably this. TML isn't necessarily about ensuring the AI makes the perfect ethical call in real time.
Right, like in a self-driving car crash scenario, the log is generated after the fact.
Exactly. The real power is in the aftermath. It guarantees perfect post-incident accountability. That immutable record forces organizations to confront failures and fix the systemic issues that led to them. You can't sweep it under the rug.
So TML gives us this perfect, undeniable record of what the AI did and, crucially, why it hesitated or acted, but it doesn't guarantee the decision itself was right.
No, it can't guarantee ethical perfection in the moment.
Which leaves us with a pretty profound thought, doesn't it? If the AI's most critical ethical feature is its built-in inefficiency, its ability to pause, does that mean true, responsible AI might have to be slower, less performant in some ways? Is permanent accountability worth that trade-off?